You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, No Room for the Devil. And now here is Dr. Schultz.
70% of all New Year's resolutions are broken within less than 30 days. Additional resolves, however, to kick old habits and to turn over a new leaf continue to be made during the following 12 months. I resolve never to shout at my spouse or my children again. I resolve never to become involved in gossiping ever again. I resolve to stay away from the alcohol bottle. And the list of resolves goes on and on and on, not only at the turn of the new year, but also in June and July and August and every succeeding month. Some secular sociologists who have studied this problem of broken resolutions and failed attempts to change old habits have come up with a conclusion. Two professors from the University of Rhode Island now claim that the failure of resolutions stems from a person's lack of self-confidence in breaking old habits. In a secular sense, this may be true, but this problem also has a spiritual dimension. One day, Jesus was talking about the evil spirits, those powers described in the Bible which bring so much grief and often such great despair. In discussing evil spirits, this is what Jesus said. When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it wanders around, passing through waterless places. And if the evil spirit finds no place to rest, it then says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when the evil spirit returns to the man, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then this evil spirit goes and takes along seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they go in and live there, and the last state of that man, Jesus said, becomes worse than the first. Regarding the powers of evil, the message of the Bible is crystal clear. The devil is real, and he is active, very active in each of our lives. The Apostle Paul reminds us that we struggle daily against the spiritual forces of wickedness. The strongest will of man and the most determined effort of human flesh is no match against the devil and all his helpers, whom Satan himself has described as legion. There exists only one power in the entire universe capable of standing up to and overcoming the devil and his angels. In his first epistle, the Apostle John writes, The Son of God appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The New Testament is filled with examples of the Savior's superiority over Satan. For example, during his public ministry, Jesus appointed 70 individuals. Jesus sent them out, two by two, to every city and place where he himself would come. Behold, Jesus said, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. After some time, the 70 returned with great joy. They reported to Jesus, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Jesus responded by saying, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. In the Bible, Colossians chapter 2, St. Paul writes that Jesus has disarmed the rulers and authorities, and that he has triumphed over them, and that he has made a public spectacle of them. This all happened, of course, when Jesus was crucified. On that crucifixion cross, the battle between light and darkness and the struggle between evil and good reached its climax. Jesus cried out in victory, It is finished! And as foretold at the beginning of time, and as recorded in the Bible book of Genesis, Jesus then crushed the devil's head. Oh, you can be sure that for Jesus, the road to the cross was not easy. Nevertheless, Jesus died voluntarily. And as he came nearer and nearer to his death, Jesus said, Now my soul has been troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? Oh, my friend, in no way would Jesus have even ever tried to avoid the cross. It was for this purpose, Jesus said, that I came to this hour. Jesus did not come to live. Jesus came to die. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom. Jesus laid down his life. He paid the price, and 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the dead. In this victorious act, Jesus publicly proclaimed his victory over sin, over death, and over the devil. This victory now belongs to all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Underscoring the great victory of Christ over evil, the Apostle Peter writes, Jesus is now at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven after the angels and the authorities and the powers had been placed under his authority. And so, my friend, if you have been struggling with evil habits, and if you have been trying to overcome ungodly ways in your life, it is now the hour for you to rejoice. Alone you can do nothing. In Jesus Christ, however, there is hope to overcome evil. God not only gives you hope, but by His Spirit, God also enables you to have the strength necessary to overcome. You may have long considered making major changes in your life. To be sure, for many of you, ridding yourself of sinful laziness, dumping your past grudges, and terminating ungodly relationships would not only please God, but these acts of repentance and faith would also give you a new sense of self-worth. Resolving to make these changes is fairly easy, of course. Carrying out these ambitious resolves, however, is much, much more difficult. The devil will battle you every step of the way. And for this reason, you need to cling to the promise that it was for precisely this reason that Jesus Christ was born into the world so that he, the Bible explains, so that he, Jesus, might destroy the works of the devil. And so for you to get rid of those evil powers in your life, you also need the power of Christ and his glorious resurrection. Just like in a large airplane, the pilot from a small cockpit controls the entire airship. So also when the devil lives in your mind, he then controls your entire life. For this reason also, the Apostle Paul writes, make absolutely sure that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men and according to the elementary principles of this world, rather than according to Christ. Oh, my friends, look at the many philosophies, the numerous isms, and the untold number of beliefs today that militate against and try to destroy the order of creation as God intended. Radical feminism argues that the man is no longer to be the head of the house. This secular theory tries to destroy the biblical teaching that God has laid upon the husband the primary responsibility of the home. Or consider the radical animal rights groups. They become so agitated and so angered when rats are used for medical experiments, and yet many of these same people who claim to be against all suffering will never lift so much as a finger against the bloody murder of the millions of unborn. Some sociologists teach that every tribal religion must now not only be protected, but even be promoted, in spite of the fact that the Bible clearly states that there is no other name under heaven except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, given among men whereby we must be saved. Even though your heart may be unsure, and even though your mind at this moment may be very confused concerning the many things you now see and hear on television, let your weary soul be encouraged by God's holy, living, and life-giving Word. The Bible says, as you therefore have received the Lord Jesus Christ, so then also walk in Him, having been firmly rooted, and now being built up in Him, and established in your faith, just as you were instructed. Whenever the Word of God is preached, studied, and taught, the devil must move on. The living Word of God is death to the devil. And in his great hymn of faith, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, Martin Luther correctly wrote that one little Word of God can fell the devil. This is great news of hope for many parents today. Surely there are hundreds of thousands of parents who zealously raise their children. guarding them from all evil, and preventing them from exposure to questionable groups and activities. But this, my friend, is not enough. Older parents can explain why. Often with broken hearts, scores of older parents readily confess that they tried hard to raise their children. And yet, when these children became teenagers, everything seemed to fall apart. Evil influences had established themselves deeply in the lives of these unsuspecting young people. And then why did it all end up so badly? Their broken-hearted parents asked. Why? They had tried so hard, and yet they seemed to have failed so miserably. Again, Jesus gives the answer in our text for today. No matter how clean we may make our lives, or the lives of our children, if we fail to replace evil with good, then even our best intentions are doomed to failure. In the end, the devil will be the winner. Mothers and fathers, there is hope and help for raising your children. It is in the power of the living and active Word of God. This living Word is the odor of death unto the devil. There is nothing more crucial, and there is no one thing more critical that parents can give to their loved ones than regular evening devotions. The evening devotion is the best-kept secret of the harmonious home. The evening devotion is the medicine that heals broken families and the spiritual balm that restores joy to the strained marriage. The time for evening devotions must be regular, and the material used must be Bible-based and interesting for children. And these daily devotions must become a godly habit. Oh, what a blessed time for parents and children to sit together at the end of each day and to hear that in spite of all the difficulties and the failures of this life, God is still a God of love and a God of forgiveness. There is hope, my friend, and there is help, and there is a wonderful future for a God-centered family. In these special times of family togetherness, even little children will soon hear and quickly understand that Jesus Christ died on the cruel cross to pay for their sins. And these little children will then also understand, by faith, that Jesus is with them to protect them from harm and to guard their hearts from becoming occupied by the devil and his evil spirits. And so the next time someone asks, "Does evil exist?" never look to secular sources for reports on the devil. Consult instead the Holy Scriptures. Jesus called the devil the prince of darkness and the father of lies. The Apostle Paul described the devil as a hungry lion, walking and stalking around, looking for somebody to devour. Prepare now to defend yourself against the devil. Getting rid of old habits is not enough, and simply turning over a new leaf will never provide you, my friend, with protection from the evil one. By the power of the Holy Spirit, ask God to cleanse your life and your heart from the power of Satan. In Jesus' intercessory name, plead with God in prayer that He send immediately the living and abiding power of His sanctifying and protecting Spirit. If you do no more than rid yourself of evil, then the devil will surely return soon. And according to the Bible, when the devil does return into your life, his destructive activity will be 7 times worse. Make arrangements now. Prepare, therefore, and make sure that the power of Christ's resurrection dwells within you. In sincere repentance over your shame-filled past and in fervent prayer for a Christ-filled future, pour out your heart unto your gracious God. God will hear you, and He will send His Spirit of help, of hope, and encouragement. This new life in the Lord Jesus Christ will then enable you to sing with a hymn writer who wrote, "Now hell, its prince and devil, of all their power are shorn. Now I am safe from evil, and sin I laugh to scorn. Grim death with all his might cannot my soul affright. He is the powerless form, howe'er he rave and storm." O Lord God, we pray today for all those who desire to leave their past behind and for all who sincerely intend a new start in this life. Enable them, O Lord, not only to sweep clean the past, but also to embrace without reservation the crucified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.